Jeremiah 11, we'll be reading the entire chapter, verses 1 through 23. Jeremiah 11, verses 1 through 23. Beloved, hear now the word of our God. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Hear the words of this covenant, and speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say to them, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Cursed is the man who does not heed the words of this covenant, which I commanded your forefathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, Listen to my voice, and do according to all which I command you, so you shall be my people, and I will be your God. In order to confirm the oath which I swore to your forefathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then I said, Amen, O Lord. And the Lord said to me, Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Hear the words of this covenant and do them. For I solemnly warned your fathers in the day that I brought them up from the land of Egypt, even to this day, warning persistently, saying, Listen to my voice. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but walked each one in the stubbornness of his evil heart. Therefore I brought on them all the words of this covenant which I commanded them to do, but they did not. Then the Lord said to me, A conspiracy has been found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned back to the iniquities of their ancestors who refused to hear my words, and they have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant which I made with their fathers. Therefore thus says the Lord, Behold, I am bringing disaster on them, which they will not be able to escape, though they will cry to me, yet I will not listen to them. Then the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry to the gods to whom they burn incense, but they surely will not save them in the time of their disaster. For your gods are as many as your cities, O Judah, and as many as the streets of Jerusalem are the altars you have set up to the shameful thing, altars to burn incense to Baal. Therefore do not pray for this people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them. For I will not listen when they call to me because of their disaster. What right has my beloved in my house when she has done many vile deeds? Can the sacrificial flesh take away from your disaster so that you can rejoice? The Lord called your name, a green olive tree beautiful in fruit and form. With the noise of a great tumult, he has kindled fire on it and its branches are worthless. The Lord of hosts who planted you has pronounced evil against you because of the evil of the house of Israel and the house and of the house of Judah, which they have done to provoke me by offering up sacrifices to Baal. Moreover, the Lord made it known to me and I knew it. Then you showed me their deeds, but I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. And I did not know that they had devised plots against me, saying, Let us destroy the tree with its fruit. And let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name be remembered no more. But, O Lord of hosts, who judges righteously, who tries the feelings and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them, for to you have I committed my cause. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the men of Anathoth, who seek your life, saying, Do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, so that you will not die at our hand. Therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, I am about to punish them. The young men will die by the sword, their sons and daughters will die by famine, and a remnant will not be left to them. For I will bring disaster on the men of Anathoth, the year of their punishment. That is a word of the Lord. Here is Yahweh going over the covenant. Again, it's the covenant that he's referring to here has been given back at the end of Deuteronomy, first given in Exodus, right before they entered the promised land. It is that covenant where in it if they kept the covenant, they would be blessed. If they broke the covenant, it says, as it does here, "Do you not remember, Judah? Cursed is the man who does not heed the words of this covenant." Blessing comes to those who obey the covenant, who keep the covenant. Cursings come to those who do not keep covenant with the Lord. And so the question to them is, have you obeyed Judah? Have you obeyed Jerusalem? And so he restates the covenant again, basically boiling it down at the end of verse 7. Listen to my voice. But what have we seen from Judah? You have not obeyed Yahweh's voice. You have not put your ear out to hear Him. Rather, you've walked in the stubbornness of your evil heart, and so that the covenant was told you again, but you still don't listen. You turn back to your iniquities, broke covenant with Yahweh, and so what is going to happen? Well, curses are going to happen just as He promised would happen. And here again is where we see the position of Jeremiah in the Scriptures. Deuteronomy, Exodus, those books give the covenant. And Joshua, through the kings, Israel and Judah have been shown to break the covenant and therefore deserve the curses. And so Jeremiah is basically bringing the lawsuit against them. He's promising that the curses are going to come. The punishment is going to come. And part of those curses here, the Lord commands, do not pray, prophets. He's talking to the prophets. Do not pray for these rebellious people. What great curses that is for being commanded to not have prayer coming for you to the Lord. These people, these rebellious people, they spurn the Lord. It is, we ask then, is Yahweh justified in cursing them? Well, of course He is, because they have done vile things. He's given the covenant. He's given them the way to keep the covenant through the one who would come, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And yet they continue to rebel against Him, continue to do vile things. They brought this on themselves with their own, it says here, folly and willfulness. Yahweh of hosts has pronounced evil against you because of the evil that is within the house of Israel and the house of Judah. They've gone and lifted up and worshipped what? Other gods. They've broken the very first commandment and the second commandment. They've not loved the Lord God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jeremiah, we see, has also enemies. They're speaking against him, verses 18 and 19, but he prays for them. Judgments, he prays about them. In other words, he prays to the Lord. Judgments are coming. There won't be a remnant, the Lord says. Their judgment will be too much. So, beloved, be careful here as we learn. When your sin is pointed out through the preaching of the words, here through the prophet reminding them how they have broken the covenant and how it had happened before, where they were reminded of the covenant and how they had broken the covenant. Be careful when your sin is pointed out, that you're showing to be, when you are shown to be not listening to the word of the Lord. In those times when it's pointed out to you through the preaching of the word, through each other, our fellowship. Do not harden your heart like Judah, but turn back to the Lord in those times. He has open arms to receive you. He wants you to listen to Him. He wants you to come back to Him. He wants to forgive you. He wants to receive you. And so He commands you here to listen to Him. He even gives Judah one more opportunity. Listen. And yet they continue to not do so. And so guaranteeing the judgments coming upon them. May that not be any of us. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for Your word. It is to us a great reminder that we would not be hardened in heart like Pharaoh, that we would not be hardened in heart like Israel and Judah, who had many blessings, who had Your covenant, who had heard directly the word of the Lord, even through prophets, and seen great things, fire coming down from heaven and various other things. Father, You are a great God, a God who is merciful even to these Old Testament people who were called by your name. And yet they spurned you and rebelled against you. May that not be us. May we, as we hear of our sin, and as we'll see in Acts 2, pricked of our conscience and cut to the heart, that in such times we would turn back to you, that we would heed your word and your voice, that we would turn back to you with hatred of our sin and grief, sorrow concerning it, yet with joy because and hope, knowing that you're the God who wants to bring us back, who wants to receive us, who will forgive us of our sin and cleanse us as far as the east is from the west. Father, you have guaranteed much as your people, even boldly to come before your throne to lift up our cares to you, even our cares of our own sin, and putting them there at the cross of Jesus Christ. Father, heal our souls. We struggle much each day, sometimes unknowingly, and sometimes knowingly. And yet in each way, Father, we ask that you would heal us. For you're the healer of bodies, which we lean upon you to do. We also know that you are the healer of our souls, our hearts, our minds. And you will rid us of all sin on that great day when we enter into glory. And so, Father, now begin doing that work. Continue doing that work. Cause us to put to death the mortifier of the sin that remains. That your Spirit would be at work and doing His great work by your word, pricking our hearts, our consciences, that we would listen to you. Father, may that be true of us, that we would have ears to hear, and that we would receive it by faith, your word, and turn from our sin unto you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.